time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Kevin Hurst. He is the Director of Students at USU Eastern. Always a lot of great things going on campus, great events. We actually now know when commencement is going to take place. I mean, I realize that we're in January and it's cold outside, but it's not that far away. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Dave. I appreciate it.
Anytime. It's always good to let people know what's going on up on the campus of USU Eastern. I mean, there's, you know, we always talk about there's basketball games and there's, you know, productions going on and things going on at Gallery East, but there's also other great events and other things that really are tied into the academic side of things that are going on as well. So we're going to bring you in and we're going to talk about some of those things. So first off, let's start with how are things going up on campus?
Yeah, things are going great. We're keeping a close eye on COVID and COVID cases, but so far so good. Our students have been wonderful following the COVID protocols and guidelines, masking up when needed, washing hands, staying home when they're sick. But so far so good. We're still optimistic, even though there's a little bit of a rise in cases.
Yeah, and trying to stay ahead of it is the most important part of the whole thing.
We've got to be very adaptable. We feel like we're always on our toes and ready to respond.
And we always talked about this. I talk about it with people at the local school level, at the school districts and stuff. If anything, this has taught us, yes, it's to be adaptable and make changes where necessary and make changes on the fly. And have you guys been able to kind of, I mean, I'm sure that they've been able to adapt and make changes on the fly up there at the USU Eastern campus as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We are always monitoring what's going on. We feel a lot more comfortable this year because we've had to make the change. And so if we need to go that route for safety reasons, we can. But we're also very optimistic that we don't need to as long as we continue to exercise precaution and be safe.
That is the name of the game right now, is just practice that and be safe and be careful out there. So let's start talking about some of the things that are going on campus. As I mentioned at the beginning, you and I were talking, you have a commencement date now.
Yeah, we're super excited. It feels like it's a ways off, but it's going to be here pretty soon. It'll come quick, but our commencement date for USU Eastern is Saturday, April 30th.
So that, and, you know, as you said, it's not that far away. It seems like it is, but it'll be here before we know it. Even though January always seems to last the longest, it'll be here pretty quick.
Absolutely. Yep, and always great to honor our graduates.
Most definitely. And then how about some other education-type things that are going on up on campus as well?
Yeah, so our scholarship window is open for the upcoming fall semester. I know that feels like a ways off. But you can get in and apply for scholarships. You can apply for admissions for fall or summer, and that's readily available. On February 11th, we have our USU Eastern Preview Day. And so if you're wanting to come up to campus and check things out, please come join us on February 11th. And our student leadership applications are currently available. And this is a wonderful time for anybody looking to come to campus and be a student on campus to join our leadership groups and be scholarshiped for those opportunities.
And really right now is the perfect time to get those scholarship applications in. It's almost like you try and drill into your students, treat it like a part-time job almost, right? You say, you know what, find out what scholarships are available and then just start sending out applications. And right now is one of the better times to do this because, yeah, how great would it be to head into fall semester knowing I've got this covered and this covered and this covered?
Yeah, and it's so wonderful to get that acceptance or the award letter. And it just makes you feel good and also some money in your pocket to help pay for school.
And once again, is there a place on campus, even though they're not technically a student at USU Eastern?
One Stop is a great place, yep. So we have our admissions team in there, our scholarship team, financial aid, our advisors, and so it's a great place to go and get information about USU Eastern.
And yeah, just head on in there and find somebody, and they will walk you through the entire process. Do you have to file before you can fill out scholarship applications?
Yeah, so when you go on our scholarship application, it's going to want an A number, and you get your A number once you apply. And so the first step is to apply. second step would be then scholarship applications.
So you want to get that application in and taken care of first before you do anything else.
Correct.
And they can help with that right there as well.
Yep. Should be good to go.
All right. What else have we got coming up, or does that kind of cover it all for a little bit?
There's a couple of events I'd like to highlight that are happening by our event service team in the Geary Event Center on campus. We have on February 8th, so that's next month, the Short and Sweet Film Festival. We didn't get to do this last year because of COVID, but the previous year is a great hit, and we're excited to bring that back. In fact, Braden Nelson, who's our coordinator of event services, he wrote a short film and just got some awards for his short film, Switchboard is what it's called, and that might highlight at the Short and Sweet Film Festival. And then other great events, we have Rogue One that we play in our Geary Event Center on February 9th. So a lot of fun things coming up. But you can go to usu.edu/GEC to get that information about community events that are available to those in the community and students.
And all of those things, once again, I think we need to highlight, and when Braden came in and talked about these things, we need to highlight the fact that these aren't just for students. Anybody in the community can go to these things, and they're a lot of fun. So get out and enjoy yourself, right?
Absolutely. Yep, we'd love to have the community on campus, and we appreciate community support.
All right. Kevin, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk with us today. We really appreciate it. And I'm going to let you go and get back to business, okay?
Thanks, Dave. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, you as well. We've been speaking, of course, with Kevin Hurst, the Director of Students at USU Eastern. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.